Chapter 2. Life with Art. The Larrabees began housekeeping in an apartment. It was a lonely apartment, like living on a small deserted island. But they were happy, for they had their art, and they had each other. And my advice to any rich young man would be this: sell all you have and give the money to the poor. Money is not important. All you need are art and your Delia. People who live in an apartment shall agree. Theirs is the only true happiness. If a home is happy, it cannot be too small. Let the dresser become a pool table. Let the mantle turn into a rowing machine. Let the desk become a spare bedroom. Let the sink act as a piano. Let the four walls come together so you and your Delia are inside. Joe was painting in the class of the great Magister. This man's fame as an artist was great. His price was as high as his fame. His lessons were light in content, but his highlights brought his students fame. Delia was studying under Rosenstock. He was equally famed as a pianist. Delia was learning all she could from his methods. They were very happy as long as they had money. So is everyone. But I will not be cynical. Their aims were very clear and defined. Joe was to become capable very soon of creating pictures that old gentlemen with side whiskers and thick wallets would buy. They would fight each other in his studio for the privilege of buying his pictures. Delia was to become famous with music. When she saw unsold orchestra seats and boxes, she could refuse to go on the stage. But best of all was their life in the little apartment. They loved their loud, excited talks after the day's study. They enjoyed their pleasant dinners and fresh, light breakfasts. They shared their goals and inspiration. They shared their love of art and of each other.